If you like tennis betting, William Hill offers the best in-play action you'll find. You can bet on the outrights, sets, games, and point by point. To guide you, there are stats, a court map, live action on William Hill TV, and dedicated experts looking for the best bets on the ATP and WTA tournaments on in-play radio. Plus, there'll be extended radio coverage of the Grand Slams. To get involved, tweet the studio at Will Hill In Play or email inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Tennis Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Nick Lester to look ahead to the remaining quarterfinals in Melbourne. Some fantastic quarters so far. We've seen Andy Murray go through in straight sets against Nick Kyrgios, a minimum of fuss there. Likewise, Thomas Berdych dispatched Rafa Nadal in straights as well. Two pretty comfortable wins there. And it was a similar story on the women's side of things. Makarova beating Halep 6-4, 6-love. And Maria Sharapova dismissing Eugenie Bouchard fairly swiftly as well. So some straightforward performances and victories in the early quarterfinals. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Alex. Very well.
It really has been a superb tournament so far, both in terms of entertainment, just enough shocks to sort of keep you going. And, of course, the best players have, a lot of the best players have got here without much fuss, really.
The biggest feature for me of the week has been the speed of the courts. You know, it really has felt as though they've sped the courts up over the, certainly for this event. Most players seem to agree with that. And, again, if you look at the players that have come through, there have been some big hitters that have made their way through, which would certainly suggest that. So I think that's been quite refreshing in a way. Obviously, it's been something that the tour have been talking about for a long time. It's been, you know, the kind of slowing down of surfaces has been a feature of the game in the last couple of years. And definitely feels as though the Aussie Open, things have sped up a bit, which is good.
Absolutely. We've got, in on the men's side, we've got Stan Wawrinka against Kai Nishikori, 11-10 for Wawrinka, 8-11 for Nishikori. Of course, these two faced each other in the US Open, of course, didn't they, Nick? An absolutely thrilling game there. And you'd expect this one to probably be a similar story. Wawrinka's had a very good tournament so far. Guillermo Garcia Lopez, the only player to take a set off him. But then again, Nishikori's been coming up against some solid players and was very, very impressive when being David Ferrer last time.
Yeah, that's an eye-catching result, isn't it? I mean, to beat Ferrer 3-3-3 that comfortably is impressive, to say the least. Very, very taken with the performance last night against Ferrer. His backhand looked to be, for me now, one of the best shots in the men's game. I think it really is. I mean, he can do anything with it. He can dictate points with it, and he can change matches with it from the back of the court. And you know, he takes the ball too early, as we said. The serve is much improved, I think, as well from Nishikori. So I've got to say, I lean with Nishikori here. I think Wawrinka's going to have to serve very, very well if he's to win this match. And he hasn't been serving particularly well. He hasn't been serving particularly quickly, Wawrinka, either, which is definitely a scenario to consider in this one. He needs some free points. Wawrinka, you know, I think he's going to be rushed by Nishikori's game. I'm not saying Wawrinka's playing badly, because he's really not. I mean, the match against Garcia Lopez yesterday in the third and fourth sets was of the highest quality as well. But he's not going to have the time he had against Garcia Lopez that he does against Nishikori. He's going to take his time away. And I must say, I think there's some good value in Nishikori. I genuinely do. I think he looks as though he's done the work in the off-season, improved again. Wawrinka, as well as he's played in this tournament, has still been a little bit patchy up and down. There's still been moments in matches where he's looked a bit vulnerable, and I don't think he can have that against Nishikori. I really don't. This, I think, has the makings of a fine match, a really fine match. I think it's two shot makers, two obviously guys who hit the ball very, very big. But I was just so taken by the way Nishikori played yesterday. I've got to lean with him. I think there's good value in him. I think if he's so solid, he's not making many errors either from the back of the court. And he dominates you. He dictates you, and I think he could well do that against Wawrinka. So I'm with the Japanese player here. I think maybe 3-1 for me, possibly, would be my money would be.
Okay, Nishikori 8-11 on the outrights, but for him to win 3-1, available at 7-2. The final quarterfinal that we're going to look at is Novak Djokovic against Milos Raonic. 1-7 Djokovic, 9-2 for Raonic, and of course, Djokovic has yet to really break a sweat so far in the competition. Very impressive, yet to drop a set. Raonic, on the other hand, three straight sets victories, and then a grueling five-set there against Feliciano Lopez in the last 16. Djokovic, understandably, a heavy favourite here, Nick, but it's going to be probably the toughest game he's come up against so far.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, it was awkward for Raonic yesterday against Lopez. It's a tough matchup that for him. Lefty serve coming in makes it awkward because his return is a little bit weaker than some of the top guys. But he's improved again. I mean, he's done some really hard work in the off-season. You can see that from Raonic's game. No doubt that I think he's taken another step forwards in his game. The forehand looks great coming in a bit more as well, which is nice to see from Raonic's perspective. He did struggle against Lopez, but Lopez is probably playing the best tennis of his life and played a remarkable end to the fourth set breaker when he was able to sneak that out. So Djokovic is going to get a real stern examination here. I genuinely believe that. I think you're right, Djokovic has not really had a test yesterday. Gilles Muller obviously gave him something to think about over the three sets, but this is going to be a proper test now. Raonic is ambitious, as I said in our preview. He's someone who is not happy reaching the quarterfinals. He wants more. I think this could well go the distance. I think we could well have a very long match here. Obviously, last year it was a similar scenario for Djokovic when he was beaten by Wawrinka in the quarterfinals. So I've got to stick with Novak. He was my pick at the start of the tournament. I think he probably should just be able to outmaneuver Raonic enough and should be able to make enough balls defensively. But I think this has the makings of a four or five setter. I think it has. You know, Djokovic has also struggled with guys that serve big in the past. He doesn't like it when he loses his rhythm. So I think Raonic can also take advantage there. Raonic would need it to be a bit hotter. I think he'd like the conditions to be a bit warmer because that will then make the ball fly through the air a bit more. But I can't go away from Djokovic overall. You know, just his record here speaks for itself. But I think there's definitely some value in Raonic nicking a couple of sets. I think this could well be a five-setter. And I'm going to stick with not Djokovic in five for me.
Okay, Djokovic in five, a whopping 13-2 in straight sets available at 5-6, 1-3 on the outrights. In that one, the next game that we're going to look at is Venus Williams against Madison Keys. 4-6 for Venus Williams, 6-5 Madison Keys. Two players who maybe wouldn't have expected to find themselves in the quarterfinals of this competition, but Venus has been in superb form in Australia, of course, won in Auckland, and then has gone on to do really, really well in this tournament, culminating in a fantastic win over Radvanska in the last 16. Madison Keys, very much the surprise package on the women's side, beating Petra Kvitova in the final 32, and arrives here off the back of a good win over Madison Brengel.
Yeah, and it was a good win, and it was important that she was able to back it up as well, because having beaten Kvitova, obviously just 19 years of age, would have been very easy to have a letdown against an inexperienced opponent in Madison Brengel, but did a good job of taking it to her. That's what she does well, probably behind Serena Williams, one of the best serves in the women's game. Madison Keys, she loves to use the swinging righty serve out wide to open up space, and she hits big. And you know, working with Lindsay Davenport has been an enormous boost for her. You know, it was a partnership that came together in California in the off-season. Initially, I think, only to work together for a week or so, a couple of weeks. But they got on so well that Lindsay said, you know what, let's do this a little more on a full-time basis. And that, you know, they both have such similar games. They're both fairly big girls in terms of their height and stature and everything else, I think Lindsay's been able to understand and tap into her experiences of having played the game to really make an impact on Madison Keys, and it's been great to see. Venus Williams, as for her, you have to just only have admiration for her. I mean, 34 years of age, has been battling illness for a long time now, was down and out against Camilla Giorgi in the round, I think it was the third round. I watched a lot of that match. Camilla Giorgi came at her, and Venus stood firm, and she just loves the game. Simple as that. We're so happy to write athletes off, I think, these days, and yet it's so great to see her playing this sort of tennis. This is a very tough one to call, A lot depends on how Madison Keys comes out and deals with the experience of playing in the quarterfinals for the first time. I do think Lindsay Davenport could have an influence on this. I think she obviously played Venus numerous times, so she's going to understand how best to maybe get at Venus Williams. I'm going with youth. I think I'm going to stick with the youth here. I think I think Madison Keys is going to win. I do. I think there's a lot of young players that are coming through on the women's side. Pliskova is one of them, and I think Madison Keys probably just has the beating of Venus Williams. Venus obviously is going to make a lot of balls. Her court coverage is as good as anyone still. But I think Madison Keys has the tools to deal with that. I really do. And I think she's the future of the game. And that's why I want to stick with Madison Keys here. I think I'll go with Keys in two overall.
Okay. Keys 6-5 on the outrights. 3-1 to win in straight sets. And of course, if Venus was able to win this, there's every chance she could set up a semi-final against her sister, because Serena Williams against Dominika Sibulkova is the final quarter-final. 1-6 for Serena, 4-1 for Sibulkova here, Nick. It seems like we sound like a broken record, but Serena is just so formidable in these kind of tournaments, in these events. Everything is sort of to her advantage, but she has dropped sets against Svitolina and Muguruza now, and that may just be a little chink in her armour that Sibulkova will be looking to exploit.
Yeah, I mean, I think the difference here is that Sibulkova is not going to... You know, one thing Serena Williams is going to have that she hasn't had in previous matches is time on the ball, because Sibulkova simply doesn't have the weight of shot from the back of the court that Svitolina and Muguruza have. You know, they were able to take time away from Serena Williams, and Dominika Sibulkova is not going to be able to do that. She's gritty, she's quick, she's tough, she's a competitor. But I think Serena Williams, just for me, has the all-round game that it's a nice matchup for me, for Serena. I think she's not going to be rushed. Compared to how she was against Muguruza yesterday. The serve got her out of trouble in many ways, as it has done always over the years. She, as we've said numerous times, she simply has the best serve in women's tennis, and under pressure she's been able to get herself out of a hole with that shot. So I'm struggling to make a case for Sibulkova here. I really am. I think this is a pretty nailed on for me, Serena Williams, two sets to love. She's just going to be able to, I think she's match tough as well. You know, that's the one thing that she's got from playing those matches against these players, because she was also set points down against Vonareva. Shouldn't be forgotten. So she has really played herself into form, and you know she's match tight. And I just think Sibulkova obviously has a good vibe at the Australian Open, having made the final there last year. But I think her run's at an end. I've got to go with Serena, and I'm strongly here at two sets to love.
Thank you very much for your time, Nick. We're going to catch up with you ahead of the semi-finals. But first things first, enjoy all of the quarter-final action, because there's some great games in there.
There really is. Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information. William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.